This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. On Tuesday, a Russian fighter jet dumped fuel on an American drone over international waters in the Black Sea, then collided with it, causing the drone to crash, the U.S. military said. U.S. Air Force General James Hecker, who oversees the U.S. Air Force in the region, said that, quote, this unsafe and unprofessional act by the Russians nearly caused both aircraft to crash. There was no immediate comment from Moscow. NATO diplomats in Brussels confirmed the incident. The U.S. military tells VOA that the drone has not yet been recovered. A Western military source, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said that diplomatic channels between Russia and the United States would be activated. China's foreign ministry has said that a new military deal involving the U.S., the U.K., and Australia, in which Australia will get up to 5 state-of-the-art submarines, is a sign that the three nations are traveling down a, quote, dangerous path. Karen Chamas has the story.
In a daily news briefing, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Weibin said the latest joint statement issued by the US, UK and Australia shows that the three countries have gone further down the wrong and dangerous path for their own geopolitical self-interest. In Canberra, Australia's Defence Minister Richard Marles justified the arrangement.
We are witnessing the biggest conventional military build-up that we have seen since the end of the Second World War. And it's happening within our region. And it is not Australia which is doing that. And we need to respond to this. A failure to do so would see us be condemned by history.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea says that North Korea has launched 2 ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters. It's the second show of force from Pyongyang this week. Details from Tommy McNeil.
The launches Tuesday morning came a day after the United States and South Korea began military drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the missiles were launched from the southwestern coast, flew across North Korea, and landed in its waters. Japan's prime minister said no damage was immediately reported in Japanese waters. North Korea earlier test-fired 2 cruise missiles from a submarine. Pyongyang could further escalate its weapons test in a tit-for-tat response to the U.S. and South Korea holding their largest drills in years. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In economic news, inflation eased a bit from January to February, but is still relatively high. And following the collapse of 2 U.S. banks last week, all eyes are on the Federal Reserve. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The government reports consumer prices went up 0.4% last month, slightly less than January's rise. But so-called core prices were up from January. The Federal Reserve pays particular attention to those prices as an inflation gauge, and the report puts the Fed in a tough spot. Prices are rising much faster than it wants, and Chair Jerome Powell suggested last week the central bank might boost its benchmark interest rate a substantial half point next week. But some economists now predict the Fed will suspend its year-long streak of boosting rates and instead focus on boosting confidence in the financial system after 2 big bank collapses the past 4 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, said on Tuesday it would cut 10,000 jobs. This just 4 months after it let go 11,000 employees. It's the first big tech company to announce a second round of mass layoffs. A deteriorating economy has brought about a series of mass job cuts across corporate America, from Wall Street banks such as Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley to big tech firms including Amazon.com and Microsoft. Israeli protesters blocked the road leading to the prime minister's office compound on Tuesday. They're protesting judicial changes promoted by the prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government. Netanyahu says his plan to curb the Supreme Court's power will restore balance between the branches of government. However, critics worry that Netanyahu seeks to subordinate the jury to the judiciary to the executive. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.